Meanwhile, Modern Diplomacy wrote the French Le Monde has published an article whose author argues that for the EU economy, Biden has proved worse than Trump. Biden has been successfully securing unilateral advantages for his country, playing on domestic fears and the years-long European beliefs. On behalf of the present president, the American establishment makes it clear that the attempts to deal with it on an unequal footing are perceived as an encroachment upon the interests of the U.S. The stakes for the EU are becoming even higher every time. After yielding to pressure from Washington, Europeans risk irreversibly losing their position as one of the world's top economies. The defeat of Trump and the arrival of Joe Biden caused a wide-ranging relief across the EU and equally high expectations. Scared out of their wits at Trump's rhetoric, Europeans welcomed the return of a president that represents traditional establishments. Biden announced plans to preserve America's key foreign policy commitments. However, Washington continued to send signals that sounded alarming for Europe. For instance, future Secretary of State Antony Blinken repeatedly warned the EU against striking an investment deal with China. After the deal in question was signed at the end of 2020, Biden's representatives expressed deep disappointment. America is providing itself with unilateral economic advantages even through a sanction-based policy. After the escalation in Ukraine hit a new level, at the end of February, European political circles have been enthusiastic about all Biden's initiatives on anti-Russian sanctions. Washington has been relentlessly enhancing its rhetoric about the need to contain Russia, making the EU intensify sanctions against Moscow. However, new restrictions on the supplies of raw materials and trade with Russia inflict tangible damage on old world producers, many of whom include the key competitors of American companies. At present, EU countries have to buy more and more of the costly liquefied natural gas of the US instead of a considerably cheaper analog from Russia. As a result, amid the soaring cost, there have been regular reports on the transfer of European productions to the US.
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
This
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies from all around the world. Welcome back to another episode of Muslim Lady, where we talk about the main issues concerning women and specifically Muslim ladies, of course, mothers, sisters, and whatever adjective you can add to them. Because, you know, women are responsible for too many things and they have got too much of things to do in this world, and they are great of a creature. So in here, we just talk about them and we try to actually give them some hints and clues about how to live, about how to improve themselves. Now, in here, we have been talking about the lifestyle of Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha, because as you know, well, all the human beings need to have a role model in their lives. We as Muslim ladies go for the queen of all the women, that is Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha, and Sister Zainab in here is actually helping us. I am so happy to have you here, Sister. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here with you.
Of course. I'm super exhilarated to be here with you.
Same here.
And it's such a pleasure. And thank you, dear listeners, for being with us. You know that recent modern life has brought us into a situation in which we just run and run and run, and sometimes it's aimlessly.
Yeah.
Running aimlessly without having a certain purpose, but we don't know why. Unconsciously, we've been put in a competition that we aren't even aware of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we lose many chances of our life just because of this point, that we're running and we don't know what we're doing. There is too much of a stress, too much of pressure. But what is it?
Especially when it comes to women, it's doubled. And it's Dr. Judith Mooring, who is MBBS at the Priorities Wellbeing Center in Central London, who says that women are more prone to stress than men. And so many research out there, if you go and search.
And it's obvious. Women are delicate and they are more, I don't want to say sensible, but they are more, you know, into details. So pretty naturally, they're going to be more stressed.
Yeah, they are. So, and there's so many research, you know, in the name of stress and gender, which all prove that women are more prone to stress.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I agree that women are more prone to stress. But as we had been going through the lifestyle of Lady Zahra Salamullah Alayha, and we had seen her best way to overcome this was to go for worship, as we saw that she was, how she worshipped, how she stood in the prayers, and how she liked the qira'at, and how she actually wrote in her wills about Imam Ali, that for Imam Ali alayhi salam to do qira'at for her after her.
Which is actually reciting the holy book of Quran.
Yeah, a recitation of the holy verses of Quran. And then she would also keep herself engaged in recitation throughout the day, in the busy in zikr, which is again the recitation of supplications and all. And one of the best gifts that was given to her by God through Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, was Tasbih al-Zahra, which is to recite 34 times Allahu Akbar, and then 33 times Alhamdulillah, and then 33 times Subhanallah. Today we have a thread which has some beads around, and we have this 100 number, and we recite this, and this is called Tasbih. Who actually was the discoverer of this? She herself. See, I'll tell you, this is very interesting. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam quotes that she had made notes on a thread to do the count of while reciting, but after the martyrdom of Hamza, who was the uncle of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his family, she made a tasbih from the mud of his grave. And after that, this act was followed after her. And then today, after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the mud around the grave is used to make the tasbih. And now even different stuff are being used, but the most
Totally the soil of the land of Karbala is used for making these tasbih.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, actually this was her seerah.
Her
this
creation.
She was the discoverer of something very, very interesting. And this is a message for all the women that you can be discoverers of something that can be
go
eternal.
For generations.
Generations, yeah.
Thank you for listening, Muslim ladies. Let's go, and we'll be back in no time.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Since we are ladies as well, it is going to be very difficult. You know, we say that worshiping, and there are also the children. So a lot of busyness, you know, there's this cycle, there's this never-ending cycle of pressure that she is, let's say, suffering from. But then how could she actually moderate between this part of her life and then the other part, which is the spiritual part and worshiping?
When there are so many situations, what I'm getting from your point, and what is coming into the flashbacks in my mind is that a woman sometimes feels so down, and she feels like
exactly.
There's nothing, there's no one who can understand her. And then we have this very beautiful poet, Tom Holmes, who says that, "Let me taste your purity for when I have none."
Yeah, very beautiful.
And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he says in Surah Ar-Ra'd, "Allah bizikrillahi tatma'inul qulub," which means that surely in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hearts find comfort, hearts find peace.
Yeah, peace would come there.
Yeah, so.
By just bringing his name.
Yeah, and it's not like now you don't need any other guarantee. As a Muslim, a Muslim woman, you don't need any other guarantee like his zikr, his recitation, the worship is going to get me peace, because he himself is guaranteeing this. And there are so many research out there. How many poets out there have written about peace and worship? How many research have been done over worship and peace? There's this French scholar and physician as well, and a great surgeon, Alexis Carrel, who says that worshippers are the ones who keep themselves away from getting polluted with sins or any other, which is not good for their character, which would call them, which would make
the
them...
The poisons that would get into their soul.
Yeah, and like we don't see the worshippers as the characterless people. So worshipping is not only keeping you away from stress, but also keeping you away from getting polluted into different kinds of sins, getting, you know, it's making you very, very strong and firm. And the foundation of your family is becoming very strong.
Yeah, so the best way is to devote a certain time, a special time for our worship and for the time that we go and contemplate upon the worshiping thing that we're doing about Allah himself. Let's put it in here and go for a short break and be back. Thank you for listening. Welcome back, Muslim ladies. You're listening to your own program. Well, we were talking about worshiping and the time that we put for ourselves in these very horrible days of pressure and stress to think about Allah and to have a connection with Him. And we said that there's something very much interesting that we see it already in our homes, in our houses, that you see that women have a greater impact in a family. In this worshiping thing, because we see it among our mothers and in our grandmothers, that they devote a special time for worshiping, and then these little girls sit beside them and they learn from them. And then it's not just about girls, they have an impact on every single person of the family. They can teach them so many things.
Yeah, this is so beautiful. You remind me of Imam Hussein al-Islam getting over the back of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he will go for sujood and do sujood as many times as he can, like recite the subhanallah as many times as he can, like more than 70 times as per some narrations. And if you see it as something else, you will actually enjoy it, because there are so many parents who get annoyed with when they're worshiping, they want themselves
exactly.
and Allah.
Yeah.
But no, you as a female can have a different worldview. You can have a different perspective regarding the same thing. Like when I am doing sujood, and Prophet used to do sujood, and he used to recite the zikr for as many times as possible until Imam Hussein would get tired of like getting over his back.
Yeah, he's practicing patience, of course.
It's no, you can look at as you know, if I put it metaphorically, like two people are doing sujood at the same time.
Yeah, very
so
nice.
So it's very, very beautiful. Like you are making other person to do sujood with you. So that's why we have seen like Imam Hussein alayhi salam's name being remembered so long. It's been like since his childhood, he had been doing very, very long sujoods with his grandfather.
Yeah.
And you can see things like this. So it's mm-hmm. not a matter of getting annoyed. You can actually turn things into very, very beautiful by just changing your perspective.
And since mothers and all the Muslim ladies that we're talking about are the models and the paragons of perfection in their homes, in their houses, so practicing all these much of things regarding worshiping and regarding the fact that they make all the family members remember Allah while cooking or while worshiping or while sitting and reciting zikr. So all of these things is going to have an impact on their on
exactly.
the prosperity
like,
of their family.
Like, because sometimes we avoid it because we think that doing worship contains so many, I have to go for very, very long surahs, very, very long, I don't know, verses. But Imam Baqir al-Islam says that the best form of worship was to do go for the best form of worship was to recite Tasbih al-Zahra.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was something better than that, Prophet would have definitely gifted that to
of
the daughter.
Of course. Yeah, that's very true. So this is the gist about worshipping. Muslim ladies out there can practice that. And as they practice, they can share it with many people around them because that's the effect of a woman in a family, in a group, in a community, and whatever. They're strong characters who are going to have a definite impact on other people. So thank you, Muslim ladies, for listening. Until another session, I bid you farewell and I leave you to God's never-sleeping eyes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who is the Lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, so Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and since people in the Christian West are approaching Christmas, which they believe to be the birthday anniversary of the virgin-born prophet, Jesus, peace be upon him, here is a passage from the blessed household of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, relating to God's admonition to the Messiah. O Jesus, you were created by my word. Mary gave birth to you at my command, that I sent to her by my spirit, the trusted Gabriel of my angels. Until you grew up as one alive and walking, and all of this was in my foreknowledge.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
Living through a pandemic is strange, as we are often locked indoors, but a UK-based Indian mechanical engineer made the best use of his time during the coronavirus lockdown and built an airplane. 38-year-old Ashok Ali Serial, who is also a private pilot, had long dreamt of a personal aircraft. He initially planned to order an aircraft kit and built it with his colleagues, but he says the 2020 lockdown left him with no choice but to complete it on his own. Now he has an aircraft which he has named after his youngest daughter, Dia. The plane can carry up to four people, including the pilot, and fly about 250 kilometers an hour. After getting clearance to fly, he flew across four European countries with his friends. He has also gone on a trip with his family of four. You might think twice about throwing out your old trainers after this story. A startup in Tunisia breathes new life into old shoes as artists restore and even customize the footwear. The new business is called Kenenti and is located in the capital, Tunis. Here, the team uses fabrics, laces, and leather recovered from various factories for the repair work. The creative artists work on every detail during each project, even the soles of the shoes. The work aims to find solutions to shoe waste and reuse items instead of adding them to the world's landfills. Cherif Zeroui is the co-founder of Kenenti. He says the idea came to him 2 years ago when he discovered the number of shoes thrown away each year in Tunisia.
In France, there were 100 million pairs of shoes thrown away every year. This is a huge figure for us, and for the ecosystem and for the earth. In Tunisia, it's almost the same given the population. There were 3 or 4 million shoes thrown away every year. So we thought of giving added value to these shoes, so we restored them.
Zerbui also says he is happy to create jobs for those willing to participate regardless of the educational degree. Besides shoes, these artists dabble in restoring worn-out handbags, giving them a brand new look. Many of the artists and interns say they are proud to be part of this unique project. They say they feel like a family there. The startup is the first training restoration business to be launched in North America.
Age does not matter, it's the heart that counts. A Guatemalan female footballer has proved that there is no point one should worry about the age. 57-year-old Alma Salazar has a passion for soccer and takes care of her team's goalpost. Known as Flying Granny, she launches herself and deflects a ball that's looking for the nets. The passion for the sport was born when she was 19 years old. She started training with a men's team where she often found a place as a goalkeeper. Since then, Alma has played for several professional and amateur football clubs. In her room that overlooks a local stadium, Alma keeps trophies she has won on a table, most of them as the least defeated goalkeeper. Locals praise her as an unbeatable goalkeeper. The evolution of robots has been one of the fascinations of recent technological developments. And now the most cutting-edge achievements in that department were presented to the public during a conference in Beijing. The four-day annual World Robot Conference was held both offline and online. It featured three major events, including forum, expo, and competition. On display were more than 500 sets of robots from 130 companies from China and abroad. The conference gave an idea of how the future of humanity will be impacted by the automations. It shows how they can contribute to different sectors, from the restaurant industry and medicine to elderly care, agriculture, and manufacturing. An inflatable building that explores how people would potentially live on Mars has been unveiled in the British city of Bristol. It's a two-story structure with an area of 570 square feet, powered by solar panels. It's designed to cope with temperatures as low as minus 63 degrees Celsius. Although the Martian house will be displayed above ground, its lower level will be fully buried to maximize protection against the harsh environment on Mars. Inside, the top floor features a hydroponic living room filled with decorative plants that feed into a circular wastewater system. A team of experts helped develop the design, taking into consideration the complexity of transporting materials to the red planet and what is already there.
So in the gold inflatable structure which you see above you, that's the main living space of the Martian house. It's gold to reflect dangerous solar rays and cosmic radiation, and it's inflatable because it would be filled with a special concrete made of the dust and water that you find on Mars, again to protect you from those dangerous solar and cosmic rays.
The Martian house was envisioned by local artists 7 years ago. The artists also brought together space scientists, architects, engineers, designers, and even school children. The space age dwelling explores what a house on Mars could be like and is meant to for research and experiments about the future. The major objective of the project, however, is to provoke questions about living more sustainably with the resources at hand here on Earth.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
Japanese plastic food artisans are showcasing their mouth-watering artificial creations at an exhibition in Japan's capital city, Tokyo. From the Leaning Tower, a pizza, to fish slicing and cooking, or even the quirky stacked pancakes, you can find almost everything at the exhibit. Other sculptures, including a deep-fried shrimp with four breaded legs scaling a mountain of shredded cabbage like a tiger. Another creation on display is a Tetris game made of chicken. Plastic food artists get really excited for the exhibition each year as they are given a chance to practice their own spin on creativity, bringing food to life with curious characters.
So normally we have to follow orders from clients. We take their views on board when we're making items. Normally that's our work. But for the competition, you can use your imagination. How it finally ends up is totally up to you. I like that aspect of it.
There are some 60 sculptors on display. Some are silly, but others highlight the artist's skills. The models were made with the same careful detail as the rock-solid noodle soups and crispy-looking plastic snacks on display outside Japanese restaurants. There is a lucrative business for them in Japan.
Deforest management plays a key role in mitigating climate change. Like many world countries, China has accelerated environmental and social structural changes in urban spaces to deal with this pertinent issue. The Donggu Forest Park is one such project that has provided city dwellers enough space to breathe. It comes into being from what local people usually called rotten woods. The park on the northern bank of the Xialinge River covers an area of nearly 120 hectares. Nobody would come there before, as the place was full of flies and mosquitoes. But now, with the environment improved and water cleaned in the river, the place has turned into a wonderland, attracting locals and even foreign tourists.
Now the sky is blue, the water clean and the air fresh, with green greeting you wherever you go. We elderly play Tai Chi or do bodybuilding exercises here. Young people play football, basketball and table tennis.
Over the past 20 years, a large number of cities in China have undergone a brief but rapid urban expansion. Most of these cities are now facing social problems such as an aging population and a high prevalence of chronic diseases. The Comprehensive Environmental Improvement Program in the area was initiated in 2014 in order to create space for those who want to take a break from their everyday works.
Whilst not being as painful as a broken limb, animals like humans suffer from chronic and acute pain from gum infections, broken teeth, and bacterial spread through the circulation. A 16-year-old elephant in Pakistan is one such case. Madhubala, suffering 4 years from a dental infection caused by a broken tusk, has finally got relief thanks to Vets Dentist. Named after a legendary Indian actress, Madhubala's eyes were taped shut, her legs tied to support her during sedation and subsequent treatment at a Karachi zoo. The vets had to use drills and other heavy surgical tools to extract the infected tusk. She is one of four African elephants being treated in Karachi by an 8-member team from Global Animal Welfare Group, Four Paws. A Pakistani court last year asked Four Paws to assess the health of the animals after local animal rights activists raised concerns about their well-being. England's Paradise Wildlife Park welcomes its new guest, an endangered red panda cub. The mother, Tilly, gave birth to the cub just 1 month after she lost her breeding partner, Nampang. Experts say Tilly had been under a breeding project for 4 years. The cub has been named Little Red, and his birth is being celebrated as a, quote, symbol of hope. Red pandas are classed as an endangered species and are on the red list of the International Union for Conservation of Nature. The bushy-tailed bamboo munchers dwell in high-altitude Asian forests, and their population is now fewer than 2,500. Lightning strikes are very powerful and misunderstood force of nature that we all often see being used in films. A spectacular lightning strike has illuminated the sky over the Scottish town of Dundee. A video from an eyewitness that captured the hypnotic scene has been shared on several social media platforms. The lightning in the clip can be seen sending several bolts in opposite directions. Below, a church spire is silhouetted against the lightning flashes. But lightning is not always spectacular, as sometimes it causes fire to tower and high rises. Last month, a wind turbine caught fire after being struck by a lightning bolt in North Texas, United States. Forestry authorities in southwestern China have opened a new canteen for wild Asian elephants in a bid to stop them wandering into villages. The canteen in Yunnan province provides the animals with attractive and nutritious meals while exploring man-animal harmonious coexistence. During these years, the province has explored multiple ways to reduce the encounters between humans and elephants and try to keep the animals away from farmers' crops. There are now approximately 1,400 hectares of dining halls for elephants, with many expanding from 100 to 240, such as corn, rice, and sugarcane. They are planted on a large scale and within easy reach of the elephants. The location of such canteens is extremely selective, usually away from villages and major roads, and the chefs are locals.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special
From IRIB English Radio, I invite you to be with us. Because today we're going to speak about the behavior and social interaction of a believer.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. By my soul and show new light into my heart. So pleasing you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so. I love you so.
Today, Wednesday, 26th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444. Of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of the month of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, let's listen to chapter Al-Furqan, verse 72 from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Walladhina la yashhaduna az-zura wa idha marru bil-lagwi marru kirama.
And they are those who do not testify to falsehood, and when they pass near ill speech, they pass by with dignity.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Not only committing sin is unlawful, but also attending a sinful gathering and viewing a sin is forbidden. To avoid attending a sinful gathering and being disrespectful to sinners is a kind of prohibition of sin. Following the previous holy verses in which some of the attributes of the servant of the beneficent are mentioned, this verse, I mean verse 72 of chapter Al-Furqan, explains the ninth outstanding attribute of theirs and says, and those who witness no falsehood. Thus, the special servants of Allah or the special servants of the Beneficent neither bear false witness nor attend sinful and vain parties, for attending such parties is both confirming sin and preparation to defilement of soul and heart.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong and right. That often lies, cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
We're speaking about the behavior and social interaction of a believer on today's special. From an Islamic perspective, character and manners are comprehensive. One must have the proper behavior and actions with respect to their creator, with respect to their own soul, with respect to the others he interacts with respect to the other beings, and with respect to all parts of creation. The most important category is behavior with respect to the creator, as that will influence all of the other categories. This embodies having the proper relationship with Allah and submitting to Him in a sincere fashion with a correct attitude. A Muslim is not free to behave in any way he wishes with respect to animals or inanimate objects. Indeed, he will be answerable to Allah concerning his behavior towards all things. Everything in this creation that has been put at the disposal of humankind is nothing more than a trust from Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic of our discussion today is about the code of conduct for a Muslim. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he said, if you want to be with the Almighty God and to dwell in paradise next to the Most High, then the world and its manifestations should be despised in your eyes, and you should always make death your goal and do not save anything for yourself. Know that what you have already offered of righteous deeds will be beneficial to you, and you will lose from the good deeds that you have delayed. The next actually characteristic or feature or the code of conduct that is expected from a believer, from a follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt, is his effort in bringing reforms or bringing new innovations in the community and in the society. Among the characteristics expected from the true follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt is guiding and reforming deviant people and correcting deviant people to the right way. They not only walk the path of truth, but from the bottom of their hearts, they want others to be like that too. The followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, are not only looking for their own salvation, but day and night they are thinking of the correcting and guiding the misguided and those infected with all kinds of deviations.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
During the last episode of today's special, in this part, we were listening to Muslim Code of Behavior. For today, we introduce you learning to forgive. We will, in a world where people hate, hold grudges, and cannot stand each other. Allah wants his people to learn forgiveness and to learn how to let go. If we have a clean heart only, then we will have inner peace, and that is what our Islam teaches us. Allah is the supreme being, only he has power over all. He does not want people to be proud and arrogant, as they have no power. They cannot tear the earth, nor can they reach the mountains. Allah has made everything, and he is sufficient enough. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to this part of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we'll look at one of the social behaviors, honesty. The integrity of the Prophet Muhammad before he received Allah's divine message was due to two evident aspects of his behavior: honesty and truthfulness, as-sadiq and al-amin. Pagan and idolatrous Arabs entrusted their wealth to the care of the Prophet Muhammad simply because honesty is admired by all regardless of faith, race, and color. Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, said, there are three acts that are not excusable to ignore.
the return of what has been entrusted, regardless of the owner being righteous or a sinner, the fulfillment of covenant, regardless of these being held with honorable or dishonorable people, and being kind to parents, whether they are righteous or not. What a beautiful hadith. The hadith emphasizes the merit of honesty and trustworthiness that the Quran refers to as being signs of true faith. Look at chapter 23, verse 8. Those who are faithful will certainly attain success, as will those who remain true to their trust and covenants.
One day when a person came to him, he was crossing the lines. When the prophet speaks, people are gathered around him. There is no microphones. So if they want to listen to the prophet, they have to get closer to him. So it's packed, packed. When he speaks on the pulpit, on the member of his mosque, around him is packed. There is no space. A rich man came who newly accepted Islam. And he thought that his wealth is going to earn him a good spot near the prophet. He came, he found the masjid overcrowded. So he started crossing the lines. He did not sit where he ended up, no. He wanted to come close to the prophet. Why? Because his pocket is full. Not because his heart is full of faith, his pocket is full. So he came, and then he started pushing people and yelling at some of them, "Move! Don't you see me? Move!" The prophet stopped his speech. The prophet of mercy, the prophet of akhlaq, the prophet who does not give in to this intimidation. He doesn't care about anyone. He doesn't care. He doesn't get his salary from this one or that one. Why should he care? He's responsible before God, not before people, before God. The prophet stopped his lecture and he was angry. He said to this man, "What are you talking about? Because you are rich, you are insulting those people here? You want to sit next to me because you are rich? We don't sell tickets here. This is not a World Cup, you know, where you buy a ticket for €2,000 to sit in the front. This is a mosque, the house of God, belongs to anyone. First come, first served. If you want to sit here next to me, come early." And the prophet was so angry, he said, "I am about to punish you. If this person who you insulted him allows me, I will physically discipline you. لَأُوجِعَنَّ ظَهْرَكَ. This is the word the prophet used. لَأُوجِعَنَّ ظَهْرَكَ. I will hurt your back. But the man who's poor, his pocket is empty, but his heart is rich with kindness, with goodness, with humility, with insaniya, with humanity. He's a humane. He said, "La ya Rasulallah, I forgive him. I forgive him for his mistakes. I forgive him." A religion of love, religion of respect.
That was all from today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi aman Allah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll
door, and they show me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.